All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 1332.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Big day for sports gamblers. An arrest made in the stabbing of three students at a playground in Dorchester. Woburn Public Schools closed for a second day because of striking teachers. And time to get those Powerball tickets again. Melissa, is the juice coming up?
R. Kelly has 10 sex charges dropped against him. What this actually means for his future. And Lotto gets called out by the panty police.
Oh boy. Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, a fan favorite might be coming back for another season, while a personal favorite of mine sounds like he's ready to head out the door.
But first, it is a big day for sports gamblers, as today at 10 a.m., in-person sports betting is official. In-person betting will be available at Plain Ridge Park Casino, MGM Springfield, and Melissa's second home, the Encore Casino in Everett. You will be there live and in person.
I will be there at noon, checking out the festivities.
Are you going to be broadcasting live on your Instagram or your Facebook?
Yeah, I'll be all over social media for sure. But there's going to be lot of,
celebrity sightings?
Sports celebrities. Yeah, a lot. I'm hearing a lot of things. A lot of people. It's going to be very interesting.
I love how she's like, let me try and make this sound like it should be exciting to everyone.
Some big Boston sports
Names. Let's be honest. If there was nothing going on today, she'd still be going to the casino.
No, but you're right. But today's a big day. It's important.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Leroy's coming with me.
And I got a question.
Yes.
So you said, I'm not going to say the time, whatever. But can I bring somebody?
Ooh.
So I'm not sure how. Are you talking about the lady?
Listen.
Yeah.
I just asked
the lady that he never talks
Leroy,
about?
Yes, you can bring her.
Okay.
The lady that he doesn't confirm nor deny?
Oh, boy.
Feel free, Leroy. Yes, bring her.
Really? You got to show off?
That's just between us.
With the godmother taking you around?
You have not learned your lesson. A male suspect has been arrested after three Tech Boston Academy students were stabbed at the Roberts Playground Park in Dorchester. The three victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries, and reports say that both the suspect and the victims were all students at Tech Boston. Woburn Public Schools closed for a second day as a teacher strike continues over a new contract. The city is providing free lunches to students who need them, and negotiations are set to resume today at 9 a.m. And get ready to pick up those Powerball tickets, because after no winner last night, tomorrow's drawing will be worth an estimated $653 million. And apparently the lucky place to get your ticket seems to be the Wegmans in Chestnut Hill. There was a $50,000 winner last night. And if you remember, they had a $1 million Mega Millions winner a few weeks ago. So.
All right. Wegmans, your boy's coming through today.
All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, shocking development in the ongoing R. Kelly sex abuse scandal. A Chicago prosecutor has dropped 10 charges of sex abuse against him. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox said that cost was a factor and that the charges are unnecessary because of his current predicament. In other words, he's already been convicted twice, and he's most likely going to rot in prison, as R. Kelly is currently serving a 30-year sentence after a New York conviction for racketeering and sex trafficking.
I mean, as long as he's still going to, you know, get charged and all that stuff, I guess you can...
Well, he's already been convicted of the other charges.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, why even waste time with all this nonsense?
That's pretty much what she's saying, yes.
Okay.
Flavor Flav is a legend, both in the rap world and the world of reality TV, and it was speculated for a very long time that he was heavy into drugs. He actually admitted it in a book that he released back in 2011. But until now, we didn't know how many drugs he was doing. In a recent interview, when talking about his crack addiction, Flavor Flav revealed just how much money he would spend on drugs.
There was a time that I was spending $2,400 to $2,600 a day for 6 years straight. You do the math.
Six. A little crack in you. The more I look at you, the more you smell like crack.
Oh, my God.
Six years.
Wow.
Yeah, millions.
Wow.
6 years.
Is that shocking? Look at Flavor Flav.
It's not, well,
that's a lot.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you obviously had an idea that there was something going on, but that's
excessive. That he's still here?
Yeah. He says he is clean now and that getting off drugs was the hardest thing that he's ever had to do.
Because he probably got that cockroach type system where it's just like all that crap in him. It's just his body's just used to it. It's probably harder now that he's clean. His body's like, what's this you're putting in me? Vitamins? Stop.
And Lotto, fresh off her appearance on The Bachelor last night, has been called out by the panty police. Over the weekend, Lotto had posted two separate photos where her leopard thong or cheetah thong was showing. And of course, fans notice everything. They were quick to point out that she had on the same underwear with both photos. One user actually put both photos side by side and tweeted it and said, can't afford new panties. Wow. Lotto retweeted it with the caption, oh no, it's the panty police, and took it a step further and put them up for auction on eBay. Last check, the bid was over $90,000, although I believe it has been removed. But the funnier part is that Lotto went on her Instagram stories last night and was taking us through a tour of her panty drawer.
Yeah.
And was showing us all the different varieties of panties she had. She legit has like seven different pairs of just the leopard print.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like listen, this person and they all still had the tags on them. She's like, listen.
This guy was
like,
such a creep that he actually went on and showed side by side of this. So he's like, listen, I've been looking at your panties this entire time. Oh, I'm looking at the print here. It looks the exact same.
The fact that people were bidding too on
there's creeps everywhere. There was this old lady, I think in Texas or something, there was a scam where, you know, they were like, oh, you know, come here, send us money and come here to bang a hooker. And people kept on showing to this old lady's house to the point where she has a sign now outside of her house that's like, listen, this isn't a brothel. She was getting local guys. She was getting guys from around the state. She was getting guys from out of the state. There are creeps everywhere.
Well, wait till you hear my good news today.
Okay.
I gotta see how this ties in.
Here's Leroy with sports.
Well, I think it's okay to assume that Patriots veteran Matthew Slater will be back next season for his 16th season. Well, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Apparently, despite the season being over, the 37-year-old has still been showing up to work every day, and everyone's assuming that means he's coming back. I just like to put out there, he might be getting ready to become a coach.
I was just about to ask that. I think that would be good for him. That'd be great.
Yeah, moving on to the Celtics. My guy, Peyton Pritchard, a.k.a. Lil Pritchard, is talking like he can't wait to leave the Celtics. He was asked in an interview about the next 5 to 10 years, and his response was, obviously, after I'm done here, after this year, I'd like to be a part of a bigger role a little bit. That's my guy.
Huh?
Yeah, he's ready to move on.
He would like to probably be a starter somewhere
He wants a bigger role. He only averages like 12 minutes a game. Yeah. It's not enough.
I don't want to contribute to a team that's going to win the championship. I'd rather be a starter on a sucky team.
He's a good player. He's just on a team that's just loaded.
Small fish in a big pond. He wants to be a big fish in a small pond.
Right. Pretty much. Staying with the Celtics, Marcus Smart showed up to the collegiate charter school in Dorchester with boxes of his new cereal called Wicked Smart. Oh, jeez. So go get you some.
Oh,
and
man.
The Sox have traded reliever Matt Barnes to the Marlins, and that's just sports.
All right. Today's good news. If you are looking for the secret to a long life, Romero, I know that, you know, that's one of your things.
Yep.
A British woman named Olive Westerman has the answer. When asked how she's lived to be 100 years old, she said, avoid talking to strange men and you'll be just fine.
All right. So there you go. Avoid talking to strange. You got to be a little more specific, man. There's a lot of strange men out there.
Oh, man.
Like creep status, murderers, or just like.
All of it.
Yeah. A guy who puts side-by-side pictures of panties and basically outs himself.
Yes. Well, she does have other advice for a long life. Simply be happy and content to be alive and make the most of what you have. She said that she was lucky to have enjoyed a happy marriage and that she and her husband didn't have children. So they spent a lot of their time traveling all over the world. And her other key to staying young, working with young children, as she worked in a children's nursery for years. Happy 100th to Olive. And that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.